Blog Talk Radio. Okay. So, welcome to another edition of Progressive News Weekly. Thank you for taking the time out and bearing with us as we go through our technological challenges. And so, we're going to have Dr. Wright on the air. Is Dr. Wright on the air now?
Yes, he is.
All right, Dr. Wright. We had a little technical difficulty here with the audio, so we apologize for that. And as I've been telling our listeners, first we want to thank them for taking the time out to tune in this evening for another edition of Progressive News Weekly. And I'd be remiss if I didn't wish everyone a joyous holiday season and a very, very happy, healthy, prosperous, and joyous new year. Dr. Wright, for those of you who do not know, is, I like to call, our resident numerologist. He's nationally recognized as a numerologist, as a counselor, as humanitarian, as an author, and he really is an overall good person in addition to his acumen. So we're going to be talking about 2017, taking a look back, taking a little look ahead in terms of what the numbers indicate as possibilities. We'll be taking your calls as well. The number to call in is 347-838-9142. That's 347-838-9142. Press 1 on the dial if you haven't already done so, and Cecil or I will make sure that you have the opportunity to correspond. I see we already have one person out of New York that's waiting. So without further ado, Dr. Wright, thank you for joining us on another edition of Progressive News Weekly.
Always a pleasure, Daryl. Thanks for having me on.
Yes, so it's been a little while. I want to say at least a couple of months. And so we didn't get to get much into what December would look like. But looking back at December, considering what the numbers would have shown, and we'll kind of work our way back through the year. I remember, seems like yesterday, time has flown, that we were talking back in January. But for December, what did December hold for us regarding the numbers, if you will? And did you think anything panned out according to that?
Well, the energy for December is symbolized by the number 31. We find that by adding 12, that's the month of December, then we add that to the year vibration. 2 plus 0 plus 17 is 19. 19 and 12 being 31. And the number 31, 3 plus 1 is 4, stands for orderliness. Orderliness. It's also associated with legal dealings. Law and order often go together. It's our laws that enable us to have an orderly civilization. So what we saw in December was a tremendous amount of lawsuits breaking out. People who, as they say, the wheel grinds slowly but exceedingly small. People who had previously had some transgressions, the law caught up with them and it's demanding order. You know, metaphysically speaking, we experience who we are not so that we can learn who we are. So I just want to send a prayer out to those souls who got caught up into the physical dimension and crossed a line, as Charlie Murphy would say. They were line crossers. And now they have the opportunity to learn and grow by reaping what they have sown. We can never consider the universe or God to be a punisher. God gives us an open field and says, plant what you want. the only law is you will reap what you sow. So we have to take responsibility, as these gentlemen do, for their actions. So many of us under the four energy were able to get some work done around the house. I think I painted 3 or 4 rooms around the house in December. It was a time, at number four, of fixing and mending and patching the home environment as well. That's to number 31. It brings competition, obstacles, legal dealings, and settlements. It was a month, or we're wrapping up a month, of accomplishment. The four is a number, Daryl, that enables us to put our dreams into material form. It was the fourth day of creation, excuse me, that God created the earth. So from that story, we learn that all physical manifestation occurs under the number four. So there were business dealings, contracts, people seeing their dreams being realized, improvement in finances, all that comes under the number 31, which was the month of December.
Okay, I can relate to that for sure in terms of the orderly piece and getting things done. It's so interesting. A lot of people in December do tend to have those projects going on, perhaps expecting guests and things like that. So this particular year would have been a good year to engage in that type of activity if that were the case. So that's
yes. The number 31 is good for business too. So there was a lot more money spent this year than in previous years recently.
So looking back on 2017, as I said, it seemed like not just a few weeks ago, it's flown. But I do remember that you were on in the beginning of the year, and you were expressing to us the type of year that it would be. From your perspective as a numerologist, how do you think it panned out in respect to what the number said it would be? And give us a couple of examples, if you would, in terms of 2017.
Well, 2017 was the number one year. So, of course, we experienced a lot of new beginnings. The type of number one it was the number 19, 2 plus 0 plus 17. So in the 19, it's a number 1 because you add 1 and 9 is 10, and then 1 plus 0 is 1. But with the number 19, you have the first number, the number 1, and you have the last number, the number 9. So the 19 is symbolic of extremes. You have two numbers that are further apart than any other two numbers when we count the 1 and the 9. So we experience a lot of extremes, a lot of saber rattling, things heating up in Korea. The president is just extreme. He's just extreme with everything that he does. Everything
yeah.
About the biggest, the greatest. So we've had extreme fact-checking this year as well as a result of his ability to just create and be imaginative and even fall for his own rhetoric. But the 19 also stands for xenophobia, not having tolerance of people who are different from you. We had many examples of things that, it was like a flashback to the 60s, watching hate groups march and people clash in the streets. Reminded me of 68, when Dr. King was assassinated, the people taken to the streets. So it was that type of year. It's that type of year. A lot of people are losing faith. throughout the year. A lot of young people particularly are disillusioned. But the darkest hour is always before the dawn. And we saw a lot of the 19 also was symbolic of leadership. So we saw a lot of new grassroots movements, a lot of political activity. Even though the guy refuses to give up, and I think it's is it Atlanta or Mississippi, one of the southern states, Georgia, where they just had an election, and for the first time in years, a Democrat won.
Oh yeah,
Roy
yeah.
Jones, I forget what it is.
Carolina, North Carolina, one of those. Yeah, yeah, you're right, in the South.
Yeah. One of those southern states that's been red, deep blood red forever. We saw something new, a Democrat won. This guy's refusing to give up. Trump supported him, but you know, clearly the state has already validated the election, and you know, he can kick and scream all he wants to, but it's like a chicken running around with his head cut off. So that's something new. It's a new beginning, a fresh start. So in the darkest hour, the darkest hour is always just before the dawn. We have a new energy in feminism, which sort of faded out with the at the end of the 70s. That's coming back, you know. Hashtag Me Too. So we're having a lot of grassroots organization, and a lot of people who were apathetic. That's a blessing that Donald Trump is. A lot of people who are apathetic are now deeply involved in politics and wanting to use their right to vote and get out, and we're seeing tremendous turnouts. That's one of the things Roy Jones was complaining, not Roy Jones, but this guy in the South who just won. He was saying, well, it's highly unusual because so many black people voted. They think something was foul, there was some tampering. But no, people have been energized.
Mm-hmm.
People have been energized by watching the hate groups and listening to the hate rhetoric coming from the highest office of the land. People have been energized, and that's the blessing. So 2018, which is the number 20, you go from 19, 2 plus 17 was 19, and 2 plus 0 plus 18 is 20, and 0 was a symbol for God. So things are going to be a lot more peaceful, and people's faith will be restored in 18. We're going to see a lot of changes in the midterm elections. It's going to be a turning point, and pretty much it's going to shut down. If we don't see addition, I won't be surprised if we do see more movement in terms of impeachment. But if we are not, if people aren't able to, if we aren't able to achieve that, then more than likely, as a result of the midterms, his agenda will be shut down because they'll be losing their majority. Not that they could agree on anything anyway. They were so long the planet of no when Obama was in, they didn't have any plans. Did a quick money grab for the tax plan, but that's also going to be revealed for what it truly is as we go through next year as well. So we'll look back on these times and see that Donald Trump was God's gift to the Democrats and God's gift to America, but not in a positive way. Just the results of his being there, what will come about as a result of that. We learned so much, not only as people, but also as a nation, through mistakes. It said when you play chess, you learn more when you lose than when you win. So people are always seeking to play people on a higher level so they can learn more in chess. But we learn so much more when we make mistakes, when we fall down. That's how you learn to walk, by falling. So we learn so much what can happen when we allow certain emotions to come to the fore, certain values to control our nation. And, you know, I don't think it'll ever happen again.
So you say it's a 2 year, Dr. Wright, because you have the 2 plus the 0.
Well, it's 2018, so it's 2 plus 0 plus 18, which adds up to 20.
Right.
And 2 plus 0 is 2. The number 20 stands for turning points, decisions, reconstruction. So we come to a fork in the road in 2018. There will be a turning point in terms of the nation. I'm looking for the midterms to put the Democrats back in power. Individually, in terms of we as souls, as individuals, we're going to have to make decisions that will be turning points in our life. There could be a change of location. Many people will be changing location in 2018, changing jobs in 2018. People will be changing relationships, getting in and out of relationships in 2018. It's the number 2. It's like imagine you're walking down a road, and all of a sudden the road you're on becomes 2 paths. There's a fork in the road. It's no longer one road, which was easy to follow. Now there's a fork in the road. You've got to decide, are you going to take the path to the right or the path to the left? And that's what 2018 is going to be about. Those are the challenges we're going to face. So the need is to act decisively to put your ideas to practical use. So the 0 and the 20, which symbolizes God, it's time to do some soul searching. It's time to dig deep and decide who you really are, because the choice that you make is going to determine our path for the next 7 years. So it's time to act decisively. It's a time for assimilating, coming to conclusions, arriving at reasonable conclusions, and acting on those conclusions. So it's time. It's a year of change.
Okay, it's a year for change, and that doesn't necessarily mean bad. That could be very good, I'm hearing you say then.
Well,
but you want to start so that
my kids call me Mr. Optimistic, because I always say it's all God, so it's all good. We may judge it otherwise, and we tend to. We tend to judge things otherwise. But the fact of the matter is, it's all God, so it's all good.
And I would suspect
despite what our mind tells us.
All right. So keep a positive attitude and be as grounded without distraction as possible, and walk our journeys, is what it sounds like to me.
Yes, okay. Using your faith, not with your physical eyes, but with your faith.
You said with your faith?
Yes, sir. Faith is the magic ingredient on this plane. Faith, or basically what you believe.
Faith is the magic ingredient. So basically what, Dr. Wright?
No, I was just saying this will be a year of change, and I was saying everything is really of benefit to us. This energy will enable us to get in tune with who we are spiritually. So the idea is to rediscover. When we're in the spiritual form, we know who we are. We know our soul's plan. We know what challenges we're going to have. We plan our illnesses. We plan our family. We choose our parents. It's a deal we have with our Creator. So 2018 will give us an opportunity to get back in touch with that. because of the zero, to get back in touch and to get back in touch with who we are spiritually. You know, to keep the faith, to keep the faith, and to get back in tune with who we are, why we're here, what God's plan is for this planet, and to be about it. So that's the turning point that we can expect. And things, as I mentioned before, the darkest hour just before the dawn, when we hold up two fingers, it's a two-year, two fingers, two is a peace sign. So a lot of the animosity and a lot of the intimidation that the Trump administration has put out there, it's going to calm down. Because I'm looking for a lot of them to be looking at some jail time.
Again, to our listeners, the dial-in number is 347-838-9142. We're talking with Dr. Craig Wright, numerologist, counselor, author, humanitarian, and we're discussing 2017 in hindsight and how numbers were predictive in terms of the possibilities, and we're looking ahead into 2018 in terms of what the numbers have an indication for, and we have discussed that 2017 was a 1 year, 1 plus 9 being 10, 10 being 1 plus 0 is 1, and then 2018 being a 2 year, and that's just simply as we evolve from 2017 to 2018, we go from 19 to 20, and 2 is a turning point number. It's a time of decisions. And Dr. Wright, for those of you, I see individuals joining in, Dr. Wright was just sharing that this is a time, because of the zero in the 20, to get in touch with self, because zero represents God and spirituality. And we all, Dr. Wright, we all have a purpose then, from your perspective, and I believe that, but it, obviously it's a belief that you have as well. We have specific gifts and opportunities as individuals here on this plane?
Oh, yes. Make no mistake about it. We're not physical beings who have occasional spiritual beings, who have occasional spiritual experiences. We're all spiritual beings who are having a temporary physical experience. This is not our natural state. We're not at home here. Our seed has been planted in the soil. The body is a temple of the spirit within. So we've come here on a mission, and the purpose is to learn, to grow, and develop our ability to love. That's the whole point. And on this plane, on the God divided light from darkness. So this is a place of opposites. So on this plane, many times we come here to learn about love by experiencing the lack of it. That's how you grow. That's how the spirit grows, by coming here having a physical expression. Child being born into a situation where mama doesn't hug you and nurture you, but mama cuts the umbilical cord when no one's looking and puts you in a dumpster. And from that experience, you learn compassion. But it's a choice we all make. That's what it's called spiritual amnesia. When you get on this side, we forget all about it. And even the knowing of it is not going to prevent the feelings, the emotions, because that's what produces the growth. You know? The emotions and feelings that we had last year, xenophobic time, of just constantly watching videos of injustice, you know, it has sensitized us, and, you know, it doesn't seem like it now, but there's a whole generation that's growing and blossoming of beings, our heirs, the ones that will inhabit the earth after we've gone, who have been sensitized. They've they've seen the extremes. They've experienced a 8 years of only knowing Obama as president, a time of quality, a time of growth, a time of equal opportunities, a time of compassionate leadership, and now they've seen this. like a shot to the system. So, you know, like I said, God has a plan. The darkest hour is always just before the dawn. So we're going to start to see the changes now that's come about as a result of the sensitivities that have been accented as a result of the Trump presidency. You know, no pain, no gain. It's a shame, but that's how we learn. That's how we grow. Well, it's not a shame. That's the plan here. That's how we learn. That's how we grow, by first experiencing what we are not, so we can strive to become who we are.
Dr. Wright, we have a couple listeners that have indicated they're interested in a comment or a question before we continue on. I have an area code 863-289. 863-289, you're on the air.
Hi, good evening. Thank you for taking my call.
You're most welcome. And who are we speaking with?
My name is Julia.
Julia, welcome to Progressive News Weekly. Did you have a comment or a question for Dr. Wright?
Well, actually, I was calling hoping for some insights for me for 2018, kind of, you know, reviews of coming attractions. So,
when is your birthday?
September 16th, 1961.
Okay. For those who are listening, and for Julia, you find your personal year energy by adding your month and day and adding it to the universal year. So the universal year of 2018 is the number 20. So we're going to add your month and day, which is 9 plus 16, which adds up to 25. 25 or 20 is 45. So that's the number that symbolizes the experiences you'll have in 2018. 4 plus 5 is 9. And as I mentioned earlier in the program, 9 is the last number. You start with 0, then go to 9. And after 9, there are no new numbers. So, Julia, because you're having a number 9 year, you're entering a year of ending and completion. 2018, it'll be almost as though you're packing your bags, and you might even do this, pack your bags for a long trip. You may find yourself cleaning out your closet, getting rid of old clothes, but this energy will precipitate changes in your living, where you live, your relationships. The universal vibration is the number 20, which is turning point. So when you add that to the number 9, you're going to have some decisions to make. The 45 is a time of old trends, partial gains, and learning experiences. So you can have gains or inheritances in 2018, but they may not be up to your expectations. The message of the number 45 is to learn from the past and let it go. So you may have to revisit the past. People from the past may come back. Situations from the past may return. And it's the universe testing if you have learned the lesson. Or like on Groundhog Day, if you're going to step back into the puddle again. I don't know if you ever seen this movie.
I remember that show.
So the question is, when an old friend returns to remind you of the past, use discrimination in dealing with those you encounter. And make sure you've learned the lessons from the past and let them go. And that way you'll be able to form new alliances. Something or situation may come up that makes you want to relive the past. In so doing, you'll miss an opportunity for something new. So this is a time of letting go. This is a year of letting go. So if you've been thinking about moving, or if you've been thinking about getting a new job, or if you've been thinking about in this relationship, I don't think I should be in it anymore, or I think I don't want to be in this house, anything like that, this is the time to do it. In fact, anything that's no longer useful in terms of your spiritual growth, if you don't let it go, the universe will take it. That's the number nine.
Well, so it can be about it packing the bag. I'm sorry, go ahead.
It can be a lot of drama in the number nine year.
Wow.
What role would her name play in that, Dr. Wright, in terms of numbers?
That's a great question, Daryl. Leave it to Daryl to ask the great question there. Julie, I don't know if you're self-employed, but one of the things you may be leaving is working for someone else, if you are. Your name is a power name. And after age 36, which was in 1997, you're in a cycle of being a leader, being a boss, being self-employed. Your name is a number 17, and that is the most powerful and intense of all the number vibrations.
Wow.
So in terms of your name, if you've been holding on to concepts like I want to be a good employee, you may have to let that go. If you've been holding on to concepts like I want to be Susie Homemaker, you're going to have to let that go. As a number 17 in a 9 year, which is a number of selfless giving, you may be called on, like Moses, to speak truth to power. Moses was in number 17. God called on Moses to go to Pharaoh to say, "Let my people go." So God uses the number 17 to speak truth to power, to go where the brave dare not go, and boldly say, "What you're doing is wrong." So that type of energy is possible in the number 9 year, because the 9 year is not about you, it's about others. It's about helping the poor, the sick, the disadvantaged. It's about helping the elderly. It's about becoming the hand of God on earth. And in terms of the number 17, that hand is usually balled into a fist. Jesus' hand was open and gently caressing, but Moses' hand was balled into a fist. He was a warrior.
Wow.
The 17s are warriors. So that's how the name can play in with the number 9 and 8.
Wow.
Good question.
Goodness gracious.
So, Julia, does any of that...
I was not expecting that.
Does any of that make sense for you, Julia?
Yeah, actually, the first part about packing your bags and, you know, changing household, that's exactly what I'm planning for 2018 to move household. So, yeah.
Have you written your book yet? Julia? We seem to have lost our connection.
Okay, did we lose her? No, we didn't. Julia, are you there? May have been a little much for her.
Wow.
Wow. Well, yes, the connection did drop. But I think that you were able to provide something, as she gave an affirmation that, wow, she was in the process of, making a change.
Yeah.
So I don't know if we lost Julia. Julia, we lost you? I guess we lost
Julia.
Yeah,
the call dropped. I don't know what happened.
Oh.
I was there, and then I was gone. Sorry about that.
Oh, okay. We thought it was a little intense for you, and maybe you just said, oh, I can't take it anymore. But it has happened. Dr. Wright can attest to that. It has happened in years past where someone was just overwhelmed with how on point he has been, and that's a fact. I could name a few circumstances, but I won't. Dr. Wright, you know. But, yeah, no, sometimes I've witnessed this, that it's as though Dr. Wright is, you know, he's pulling something just, like, right out of your mind. And I've had individuals say, how did you know, you know, what? So I've witnessed this. But it sounds as though it has been something that you can relate to in terms of what Dr. Wright has stated.
Yes, absolutely. The number was right on point, and wow, he just blew me out of the water about my name. I never, you know, expected something so powerful for myself. So, wow, thank you. That was a blessing, so thank you so much for that, Dr. Wright. I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome. When we lost contact with you, I was referencing the potential for you to write a book.
Oh. Okay.
Yes,
I don't know what I would write about, but yeah, I'll file that away for, you know. Wow. Okay.
So, Julie, you've got a book in you out there.
Yes.
Wow. Well, you've certainly blown me out of the water, Dr. Wright. So thank you so much. And thank you for taking my call. This was wonderful. Thank you for this opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we thank you for calling in, Julia. And what part of the country are you in?
I'm in Central Florida. I'm in the Disney area.
Shout out to Central Florida.
Thank you.
Well, continue tuning in. You may hear you know, something that will further benefit you. We have a caller out of New York. I have another question for Dr. Wright, but first, is that someone accidentally 718? Is that a 3-3-7-7-1-8 338? Are you there?
Yes, yes, I'm the I'm here. Right, Ronald.
Hey.
Crenshaw. Thank you.
Yes,
for,
Mr. Crenshaw.
Yeah, I
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you and yours, and may it be healthy and prosperous for all
Same
your family.
You.
Both of you,
so
outstanding
what
gentlemen.
What do you have for Dr. Wright? You know, I remember. And I have to say that Mr. Crenshaw is a historian, and he's on the program from time to time. And I remember, I want to say it was maybe back in May or June, that Dr. Wright was right on point for your birth date. It just comes to mind because it was the first time in all the years you've been on the program that you actually you know, spoke out and inquired about that. But anyway, I didn't mean to transgress.
No, that's all right.
So what's on your mind, Mr. Crenshaw, Ronald?
Well, what's on my mind is, what does he see for politically in, you know, for the United States with Trump in office? What does he see coming down the pike for this year in general? I mean, I'm not asking him to be precise and, you know, what it is. I'm just saying, what's his general feeling? Because I know people of his ilk have insight to things that might be, you know, bubbling up. And, of course, I have feelings, but I'd like to hear his point because, you know, of his specialty and of this. And I know that people do have gifts for being insightful to things that are about to happen or can happen, that sort of thing. I know about that, that sort of thing. Because of, let's see, there was, I can't think of it now, but, oh boy. precognitive abilities to foresee, you know, things, not everything, but, you know, things in particular. And I was wondering what feelings he had about the Trump administration. And, of course, we know what's generally going on, but I just wanted to hear his insight, if he doesn't mind, or, you know, if he does, you know, whatever he feels.
All right. Dr. Certainly. Wright, what do you have to say?
Yeah.
Well, we had gotten a little into that, and what I'll gladly share again is what I'm seeing is a change, a turning point. That's
yeah.
number 20. And by that I mean after the midterms, I see the Republicans losing the majority in both House and Senate, which will effectively make the Trump agenda dead in the water.
Okay.
In a nutshell.
okay, and it's a different order. Yes, I mean, we can, you know.
A Democratic sweep in the midterms.
Yeah.
Upsetting the balance of power in both houses.
Yeah.
The Democrats.
Right. And we can see that his method is much different from Obama. I mean, it's like black and white, the difference in between the two and how
that's what has stimulated
the
base. Right? That's what stimulated people to get them to become active.
Yes, I see. There are growing more people in the street. I mean, that we can see. There's more people in the street, and things are getting a little turbulent. That's generally, I mean, I didn't want to, I'm not here to try to pin you down to any particular thing, but, you know, general feeling, that's what I was more or less about.
Sure, no problem. I hope I was able to answer your question.
Yes. Yes, you did, because that's what I was asking. I wasn't asking, you know, anything precise. You know, I didn't go for that. I mean, but I just feel that the country is going through a real change here, and it seems that it's not good. What I feel.
The darkest hour is just before what?
Say it again.
The dawn.
the darkest hour is just before the dawn.
The dawn.
The darkest hour is just before the dawn. Yes,
I see,
it is in darkness that we can perceive light. The stars are always up in the sky.
Right,
but we
can't
see them until the sun goes down.
Exactly.
So it's in darkness that we perceive light. So every now and then, we have to experience darkness. It's throughout history.
Right.
It's throughout our history books. We had Hitler back in the 30s. Darkness.
Yes.
Why? We could embrace light. When we start to lose sight of the light, God sends us in a little darkness to get us back on the path. But it's all God, so it's all good. I'm really more concerned with whether you are being an entrepreneur, working in real estate ventures, and providing employment opportunities.
Oh, I'm not into real estate. I'm really just a tax preparer. But, you know, I'm not just... I guess you'd just say I'm entrepreneurial, but I'm just a one-man operation, so to speak. That's
okay.
Because,
never thought about flipping houses, hey, Ron?
I'm up in age. you know, like I'm 82, so I'm not, you know, out there to try to accrue a lot. I'm not into, I just want to do it as a leisure thing to keep me preoccupied, you know, and a little income is fine for me. I'm not, you know, trying to get to be a top or anything like that. But it's just that I see that the Democrats had a lot to say about the tax bill, but I noticed that none of them came forth with any kind of filibuster. And I remember back in the 60s and late 50s and 60s that the Southern Democrats, who were very racist, always had a filibuster against some liberal law trying to come down. But I didn't see that with the Democrats here. So it makes me think that there's some sort of, what should I say, go along to get along with the party, with the two parties, go along to get along, and that it seems to me that the country might be in some kind of desperate straits, because that's why I feel, I mean, that's my feeling, that the country is going into some kind of desperate straits. Because,
oh boy, I certainly hope so.
Sir?
I certainly hope so.
Yeah. It's because of how he, you know, he's there and the type of personality he is. The people who put him there had to have an understanding of what he was and what he is. You know, to put him there. I see. I don't see the United States as being a democratic society. I have to, you know, come out with that. I don't see it because one thing that you know tells me that's not existent is the fact that police officers who are supposed to protect the citizenry can murder innocent people and not have to pay for it. You see, so when law is biased, I can't see that being a part of democracy, or some kind of frailness about it. That's to me, that's overt. Overt in the sense of not being democratic. And there's many other things that I see in that. I don't want to take up all your time because, I mean, it's your show, and I don't want to do that. So I want to appreciate your intellect and your understanding of things, too. So I'll draw my conclusion there and save other things for other times, okay? But I appreciate your wisdom, and your presentations are excellent as far as I'm concerned. Okay? Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. All right. So.
We appreciate you, Ron, for what you do and participating with Progressive News Weekly. Again, Happy New Year and prosperity to you and yours. For those of you who are just joining, we're talking with Dr. Craig Wright, a noted, respected numerologist, counselor, author, humanitarian, and we're discussing reflections of 2017. As it relates to numerology and also the possibilities of 2018 in terms of the numbers. And And if you'd like to ask a question of Dr. Wright, you'll do so by, if you haven't already done so, dial 347-838-9142. You'll press 1 on your touchtone phone, and myself or Engineer Cecil will take your call and give you the opportunity to participate. Dr. Wright, of everything that you talked about in 2017 in terms of possibilities, what would you say is the most profound thing that, looking back, and you've done this for, several decades, but in 2017, you said, you know, certain things would happen. And of those things, what would you say are the one or two things that really struck you as being, wow, you know, I've been doing this for a while, and this one is even awed myself? What would be one of those things that you would say that stood out for 2017?
It would be the dark side of the number 19, which is xenophobia. That is intolerance of people who are different. Intolerance of people who are different. You know, like I said, I felt like I was back in the 60s again. Xenophobia. Xenophobia, people don't like people who are from a different culture. They don't like people who speak different from theirs. They don't like people who color their skin is different. They don't like people who have different religions. So we've heard a lot of talk about separatism. Not a whole lot of talk about being united. But, you know, it still just amazed me to see those scenes on TV. Some of them reminded me of some of the films I'd seen back in 1945, when Hitler was taking hold of Germany, how he was scapegoating different people from different cultures, different religions, using hate to rise to the top, using bigotry, hate, and separatism, fanning those flames to gain control, you know, bringing out all that is negative about us. And that's pretty much how I saw the Trump election. But we're coming into our number 20, and we'll have an opportunity to come to a turning point and turn that around. So, you know, right. When the previous caller was talking about how bad things were, and people heard me say, well, I hope so. Well, yes, because, you know, the darkest hour is just before the dawn, and I certainly hope things don't have to get any worse. That's why I said what I said. I hope we've reached that point in which we're going to see a little sunshine on the horizon.
That's all part of this turning point that we're going into in the 2 year. We have another caller, a 201 caller, Dr. Wright. As I recall, last year, I was looking at some notes earlier. You were talking about President Trump, and you said, you know, this could be a year of him building bridges. You said, however, it could be a year of him burning them as well. And so I take it that in hindsight now, he burned more or built more from your perspective.
Well, he only has a low 30% approval rating, so I'd say he's done some pretty
burning.
60% bridge burning and 30% otherwise.
Let's go to our caller. With that said, we have a 2018 number. You're on the air with Progressive News Weekly and Dr. Craig Wright. Are you there?
Hi.
Hello, who are we talking with?
Hey, this is Rose.
Your name? Rose.
Rose.
Welcome to Progressive News Weekly. You have a question or a comment for Dr. Wright, our numerologist?
I do. I have a question. I want to know how 2018 looks for me with regards to work and money.
Okay, Rose, what is your birth date?
12/10/56.
Okay. First of all, you're an old soul, Rose. You've been here many, many times before. Your month and your year are both number threes. 1 + 2 = 3. 1956, 1956 adds up to 21. And 2 + 1 = 3. A lot of the energy is directed toward helping others and being of service. You have a lot of talents, but like most of us, Rose, you tend to kind of be in your own way. Things will never be happening fast enough for you, but you're a leader, independent, strong, assertive, dominant. You're going to have a chance to have your own business and to use your creative abilities to sing, paint, dance, write, and to speak. You also have an amazing talent for working with children. You always appear younger than you are. To keep your ID with you, 22 and 20. Your month and day add up to 22. 12 and 10 is 22. 2018 is a 20th year. 20 and 22 is 42. And 4 plus 2 is 6, Rose. So number 6 is symbolic of service, teaching, counseling, nurturing, giving advice. It's associated with work, the 4, and contracts, the number 2. So the number 42 year, which is your year, can bring contracts. The focus would be on the family, domesticity, marriage, home. The 42 is a great vibration for a professional artist. I don't know if you have any artistic inclination, but it'll give you an opportunity to express this year. It's also a time where you can form partnerships or join with others in goodwill partnerships for love and cooperation. So this is a year where you'll be called upon to express that love and cooperation. This is a time where friendships can form that can bring personal fulfillment. Since it's a love vibration, this year can bring engagement or marriage, if you're not already, and if you are, it can enhance your current relationship.
No, I'm single, so I hope that I can meet somebody this year.
Yeah, odds are you will. Odds are you will. Because the 42 always brings contracts and agreements. Any legal things that have been pending will come to agreement. But also, it's a love vibration. So it's a time when you can meet someone this year and it can result in love. The number 6 is also a very protective vibration. So in terms of finances, it's very rewarding. Nobody goes broke in a number 6 year. People earn. Your foundation is fortified in the number 6 year. So look for partnerships, working with others. And do you use your creative ability in any type of self-employment?
No, I don't.
Okay, because you have your name is a number 3, which is the number of the artist. So threes have the speaking ability, writing ability, and the ability to make people laugh and smile. And it makes you a great communicator. Your birthday is a number 1. The 10 is a number 1. So I don't know if you ever thought about it, but you'll have an opportunity to be of service and help others. There may be elderly people in the family who are going to need you this year. And you may have to play the rescuer to help people in need. God loves a cheerful giver. The more you give, the more you receive in the sixth year. The 42, expect April. In April, expect everything to be new in April. Where you live, where you work, everything is going to change in April. The universal vibration is the number 20, which is the fork in the road, making decisions. And for you, that comes in April. Well, really, it comes in it comes in March. That brings the ending, but April will be the new beginning for you.
Wow.
Anything you have planned for April?
No, I'm looking for work now, and I hope to find something soon. I can't not work, so I hope to find something soon.
Well, in a sixth year, the number one always stands for new beginning. So
okay.
Here's what I see happening. Eight stands for money. So you're in a 42 year, which is a sixth. So February is eight. You're going to find something in February. But it's not really the best opportunity. But you may need to just grab that to make ends meet. But if you can, wait until April.
Well,
if you
I
can't
do start
take it,
a temp job next week for a few months. So
good.
You mentioned contracts, and
that's
what it is, the contract.
Excellent. Excellent. That's what I'm talking about. You see, money comes to you by February. That's the temp job. April is the real job. April is the real opportunity you're looking for.
Oh, I see.
Okay. So the universe is saying God is going to provide you with the income that you need. Knows you need money. And the universe is saying, okay, just a few months. When does the contract expire for the temp job?
April.
I love my work. I love my work. What can I say? You won't even have to quit the job. You'll be able to tell your new employer, I'll be able to start for you. And everything is just going to flow smoothly. And it's going to provide you with the income that you need. It's going to be temporary. And you're going to find something brand new, very rewarding in April. You see, you're in a 6 year. April is a 4 month. 6 and 4 is 10. That's your number. Ultimately, you really could. You have the talent, skills, and abilities to have your own business. That's all I'm going to say about that. That's up to you whether you even want to do that. But metaphysically speaking, you came here to give orders, not to take them.
Well, it seems like I'm going to have a great job and a new romance in April.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Looking good for 2018, Rose. Looking
great.
Good.
I'm glad to hear that. It hasn't been good for a while now, so.
Yeah, you got to go
right
through it
so,
to get to it.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, Rose, check back with us in April. Not that we don't want to hear from you every week, Rose. Certainly,
thank
we'll be interested
much
to hear about this romance and this job come April.
I know.
When Dr. Wright will be joining us sometime, hopefully, in that time frame. So we're looking,
I'll be a new person in April, so I'll call you back and let you know.
But don't wait until then to listen in. And tell your friends and family about Progressive News Weekly, won't you? We're here every Thursday evening from 6:30 until 7:30 or so. As you see tonight, we're extending the program for this special occasion. Thank you, Rose,
thank you,
and good luck to you, and Happy New Year.
Same
so,
to you.
Happy
Dr.
New
Wright,
Year, Rose.
That's good. I know you love your job, Dr. Wright. I know you do. It's a good thing. You know, we've been through some things these years, you know. You know, you've predicted a few marriages over the years, and they've come into fruition. So this will be interesting. Well, not you predicted, because I know you take issue with that. The numbers just fell the, I forget how you put it exactly,
yeah,
the opportunity.
Thank you for bringing
the winds
that up.
And
thank you for bringing that up. It's a science, you know. It's a science, just like geometry or physics, numerology, the sciences. Many, many books written on the science, and I always encourage people to take a look at it for themselves.
Before we get off, two things as we reach the top of the hour. You've given us some insight about 2018. I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you before asking you to share your reach information. What about January? What does January hold, generally speaking, in terms of the possibilities and the way the wind may blow for us?
January is the number 21 month. It's the year 2 + 0 + 18, 2 + 0 = 18. Adds up to 20. January is the first month, number 1. 20 + 1 = 21. And this is a symbol for change, travel, rewards, success. So it's a very potent month in which the old order changes, making way for the new. The number 21 offers the realization of our plans, our hopes, our wishes, our dreams. So we shouldn't overlook any opportunity in the beginning of the year. Plans already in progress can come to successful completion with accompanying rewards. I've got a couple seeds I planted. I'm waiting for them to sprout in January. Plans still in the thinking stages should be carried out in January because the potential for success is high. In January, we can accomplish what we desire. It's a 21. 2 + 1 = 3. The story of Jesus is about the number 3. Swept by 3 wise men, denied 3 times by 3 disciples. Peter denied him 3 times before the rooster could crow, crucified between 2 others, and arose on the 3rd day. When asked, "Why are you here, Master?" he says, "I'm here that you have life and have it with more abundance." So January will be a month of abundance. Travel can also be part of the picture. It's a great month for artists, singing, painting, self-expression, the number 3. The negative energy is always a dark side. God divided light from darkness. Losing emotional control or jealousy or becoming involved in romantic triangles that will tear away at the foundation of what you're here to build. That's the downside of the 21 of all number 3. If you're going to enter a business, seek legal counsel. Okay, seek legal counsel because business dealings could lead to material loss under the 21 if you're not sure of everything that you are doing. But on the positive side, this is a period of reward, abundance, opportunities opening up that can fulfill our future dreams. Great beginning to 2018.
Wow. That is perfect as we reach the top of the hour. For those of you who did not get to speak with Dr. Wright, Dr. Wright, how can someone reach you?
For more information, I can be reached at 443-739-6203 or visit my website at craigewright.com. I always have at this time of year a sale going on. Anyone who would like to get a forecast for 2018 can visit my website again, www.craigewright.com, and order a 6-month forecast. When you order a 6-month forecast, I'm throwing in the additional 6 months at no additional cost.
6 months free with 6 months forecast. Wow. All right, that's www.craigewright, that's C-R-A-I-G-E, as in Edward, Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T.com. And the reach number is 443-779-6207. And so... What did I have? 443. One more time.
443-739-6203.
Oh, that's right. I should know that by heart. 443-739-6203. And I don't know, but when you said it, I'm like, okay, that doesn't look right. And I wrote down something different. But yeah, 443-739-6203 is the number. Dr. Wright, thank you again. Wishing you and yours the happiest and most prosperous and healthiest new year of all for you and yours. Looking forward to 2018 and you joining us again in the future. And we're looking forward to this January. You really were helpful. I think this is information. If you're listening in the archives, you'll want to reach out to Dr. Wright. I know a number of you, and it's kind of interesting because I know I'm talking to people in the archives. We have a number of people that tune in and go to the podcast. By the way, listeners, you can, right after the program, within hours, in case you missed something or you thought you heard Dr. Wright say something but you weren't sure what it was, you can go to the archives. The archives are at blogtalkradio.com. That's blogtalkradio.com. And then there's a /Renford, R-E-N-F-O-R-D. That's the network that we're on. And when you click on that website, it'll take you right into Radio by Renford, and you'll see my radio programs for the last years there, listed by date, by guest, and by topic. And you'll just click there, and you can just listen to the podcast or download it to your flash drive or however you best will be able to utilize that particular program. Dr. Wright, thank you again. We appreciate you. We send our love to you and yours. Blessings and peace.
Thank you, Daryl. God bless.
All right. So we have come to the end of another year. I thank you for tuning in. You know, there's the old odd long sign song that we typically play. There's a couple here, so we'll start with that. But then following that, there's another tune that is near and dear called Accent the Positive. But until then, we're just going to end with the typical end-of-year tune. God bless you all. Tell someone about Progressive News.